This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, we have a showdown. And then we're going to get into the biggest characters in Texans history. Showdown here. Better gimmick. J.J. Watt's Captain America bit or Jim McMahon, former Bears quarterbacks, former Bears quarterback, his entire bit. Let's start with J.J. Watt. A little taste of Captain America. Mm-hmm. This was on Hard Knocks. J.J. Watt got the Gatorade product placement.
He was so bad.
He's flipping tires at 3 a.m. Yes. And he's singing a little Fort Minor.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. First, I got my Gatorade, so I'm good.
Okay.
Second, let's go.
Oh, my. Don't do it, J.J. Please don't do it, JJ.
Too late.
50% pay and 100% reason to remember the name.
Woo! All right. Now, we know that the Captain America bit transitioned. JJ is one of the most beloved figures in this town, but it's a squeaky clean, all-American type of image, which in the old WWF days, he would be the perfect babyface. JJ Watt, the perfect babyface. Jim McMahon, though. Former quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Let's just look at Jim McMahon before we hear one of my favorite pieces of audio in regards to him as we have the showdown. 713-572-4610. J.J. Watt, Captain America, or Jim McMahon? The guy went to BYU.
Yes, people forget that.
The guy went to, well, it's easy to forget.
It is.
This dude went to BYU.
Yeah.
When he showed up for his rookie press conference, he was holding two beers.
Yeah.
He got out of a limo, double-fisting beers, went up to the podium, and spoke. He would change his coach's plays during a game. Change the plays. He got fined $5,000 by the NFL for rocking the Adidas headband. So he wore a headband in the playoffs in 1985 that said, "Find me Roselle." To the damn NFL commissioner at the time. Here's Jim McMahon on Letterman after they won the Super Bowl, talking about his relationship. Think about this, Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a NFL quarterback that just won the Super Bowl. He's going on David Letterman. And listen to what he's saying about his head coach.
The pass to Willie Gault, I read that that was not the play that was planned or the play that had been called on the sidelines.
No, it wasn't. Mike had sent in a draw play at that particular time, and seeing how all our draw plays weren't working too effectively up to that point in the ballgame, I didn't see any reason to call it again.
Uh-huh.
I just thought we'd try something else. I mean,
now, do you and Mike Ditka have that agreement whereby if you choose to, you can override his?
We have a lot of agreements. They don't always work, but, you know, Mike's just an intense individual. And,
uh-huh.
and at that point in the game, the way it worked out, it was great. He told me great call and everything
uh-huh.
else, but had it not worked, you know, I might have had some other, I might not have a ear right now.
Yeah. Is he a real loud, kind of demonstrative guy?
You can say that.
Is it true that during the season there was a period of time, about a month, that you didn't talk to your head coach, Mike Ditka?
Well, it was the point in time where I wasn't playing. You know, I was injured, and I really wasn't part of the offense or the game plans. It, 3 or 4 weeks I didn't play, so there really was no reason to talk. I mean, I don't mean that, you know, badly. Mike's a great guy, but I mean, we don't go out and sit down and have dinner all the time, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just, our paths didn't cross.
Goodness gracious.
That was a wild team.
Swag, dude.
That was a wild team.
Here's him talking about the headband, and listen to this. So he's on David Letterman. He just decides to shout out a couple of friends. I don't know if there was like some sort of agreement or what. I'm leaning McMahon right now over JJ. I'll be honest. There aren't very many like this. I'm leaning McMahon. This will be what decides it. Here's Jim McMahon, more with David Letterman, talking about his fine for wearing the Adidas headband and then putting old Roselle, the name of the commissioner, on his headband in the Super Bowl.
Let's talk about the headband. Tell me the beginning of the headband.
I've been wearing Adidas for 4 years now, and I started wearing their headband. They brought one out.
They make a fine headband, don't they?
I just don't like the helmet rubbing on my head. So I started wearing it, and I got a $5,000 fine from the commissioner for wearing it. Our owner, Mike McCaskey, asked me not to wear the Adidas headband. I decided not to wear that one, but made my own.
It was very funny.
I got it for you. Here.
Oh, you brought the headband?
Yeah. Here's my Roselle one.
Now, are you going to pay...
Here's an Adidas one for you, Dave.
Oh, thank you very much. Look at the quality of this headband, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a friend of mine out in L.A. I'd like to say hello to you. His name's Dan Plater, alias Pluto.
Look at this guy.
He's in med school out there. And he said he thinks you're terrific. He thinks this is the pinnacle. I've made it now since I've been on your show.
Very nice of you.
Not wrong.
I also forgot a hat that I was supposed to give
you. Here another shout out.
Jay, how you doing, buddy? Are you going to find me?
No. We'll get you a book of stamps.
Okay.
Now, are you going to pay the fine, the $5,000 fine?
No.
Listen to this. Now he calls out the organization.
We're going to try to fight it.
I would think that the team would pay it. If you can't fight it successfully, the team should pay it.
The team doesn't want to pay our players. How am they going to pay the
time? Oh, well.
Jim McMahon, he's got to win over Watt. Best character, right?
Authenticity, right?
Just hilarious.
I mean, that's what he was.
Just hilarious.
That was the authentic guy.
Hilarious.
And just really, really... He comes into Pastorini's tournament every year, so I've been around McMahon a lot.
Smokes a lot of bud now.
He does, and he's just authentic all day long, even now. The thing about JJ is he's like legitimately a really good dude that is this giving and works that hard and all. He just kind of goes over the top and puts that extra jelly on it. I was telling you about that video from Hard Knocks, talking about how it was like at midnight or something or 11:30 at night. Dude. The Quiznos was open behind them where he was working. You could see the Quiznos was open. They close at 9. I mean, they fudged the whole time and everything. Watch the video. I'm like, hey, they look like they're open.
Bears got a lot of characters. Yeah. You go down the list. Refrigerator Perry, Steve McMichael, Ditka, Buddy Ryan.
Willie Gault.
Willie.
Yeah.
There were all kinds
sweetness?
Of characters.
Sweetness? Did you mention Sweetness?
Sweetness, was he really a character?
Just his style.
He was a badass.
Just his style, yeah. The little high kick in. When he would start that high kick, it was over. I mean, it's over when he would start that high kick.
They had some crazy dudes on that team, and they had some characters. In the spirit of that, as we prepare for Texans versus Bears, I present some of the best characters in Texans history. 713-572-4610 if you have more. But I have a few of the... biggest characters in the history of the Texans organization. Let's start with a guy whose dog bit the number one pick in the draft. A guy who I think took his car from a service place because he didn't want to pay the bill. One of my favorite Texans of all time. Swag DJ Swearinger. Here's him mic'd up on Hard Knocks.
Oh, stay up.
Shut up, boy. What you talking about, boy? You talking about 16? Better shut your ass up, boy, and go back to the huddle. What's wrong with you? Young Brooke? Better get your to the huddle, Brooke. Yeah, now you got butterflies. What you scared of, 16? Yeah. Up, D. Oh, they just had to wake us up. That's all. They had to wake us up. Yeah.
Terrifying.
Crank it up. I love DJ Swag.
Is there still people in the league like that, man?
I don't know.
I love DJ Swag.
We need more people like that.
It hadn't been that long ago.
Oh, my God.
Surely, yes.
No, it hadn't been that long ago.
Man, I love DJ Swag. Mm-hmm. He's one of the biggest characters. Next one. We work with him. We're fortunate enough to have him as one of our lead-ins. Seth Payne. He's a character. This was when he won Player of the Game. Texans lost to the Cincinnati Bengals. Seth won player of the game, and because he won player of the game, He got a gift card, or did he?
All right, for being our Reliant Energy Player of the Game, you get a $500 gift certificate to Michael Klein's Fine Jewelers. Hey, he sparked up a little bit. There's something good that came out of it.
I didn't spark up. I know you guys can't see me, but f*** that.
Oh, jeez. Seth Payne, we appreciate it. Wow. Back upstairs.
Leap loss for the Texans today. 38-3, the final score. Cincinnati beats Houston. Some final words when we get back after this message from your local station.
God.
And he's like, oh, we got to get out of here. We got to go to break.
Seth just tosses the gift card. He gets a gift card.
Just $500. I don't care. We lost 38-3, man.
He was insulted that they said he lit up. That was Seth. Yeah. Seth, character number two. Next one. When you headbutt someone when you don't have a helmet on, you're pretty crazy. Brian Cushing was nuts. I loved Cush. Here's Brian Cushing, the next character.
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
You think that?
Cushing with the helmet off, and he'll go to the sideline.
Looks like he's bleeding a little bit.
Yeah, he's bleeding a lot.
I laid their guard out.
I laid him out. I headbutted with no helmet.
Yeah, I'm the smart guy that headbutt someone with no helmet on. My forehead feels like D-Day.
Oh, you have a massive headache tomorrow.
Oh, my. Yeah. Can't wait until 7 tomorrow morning. I wake up feeling like Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, bro.
He was a wild man.
Bro.
He was a wild man.
Yeah, he was a psycho on the field.
And he was the guy that got him awesome. Going in the locker room with doing bizarre things.
Yelling, screaming.
Well, even more than that. Never got the full story, but I got some hints at it, and he does some weird stuff.
I like Cush.
Yeah.
Love Cush. He was good. David Culley, he's on the list. We don't have to listen to him too much, but David Culley,
gotta hear something.
I would say he's some sort of character.
He is definitely that.
He's on the list.
If we got to go 3 and out and punt it, we're good.
Here we go.
Vince Wilfork.
He was a character.
The overalls without the shirt, little HEB, cooking. Just the bubbly personality. He's skinny now. I wonder if he's still funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of times when you're funnier when you're fat. You're funnier when you're fat. And then you like, is Jonah Hill funny anymore?
Yeah, Jonah Hill's
funny.
No,
he's not. He
looks weird, though.
He's not funny.
Some people shouldn't lose weight.
He's not funny anymore. I don't think he's funny.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
But some people shouldn't lose weight.
You think McClain would be cool skinny?
I've seen him skinny.
Yeah, but at this point, with this mood.
Good question. Probably not. I'm too accustomed to him.
He did lose like 100 pounds a couple of years ago.
Then what happened?
He did lose 100 pounds a couple of years ago.
He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big.
Sean has his same personality.
Sean is one that has. Yeah, they, you can lose weight and still be.
Show still has his personality.
Show as well.
Show might have more personality, skinny. Hey, maybe.
A little more. Because he's always a little cocky.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, he'll tell you that. Yeah. I'm not trying to, you know, throw him under any, but he likes being cocky. You lose weight, you get more cocky. You know. That's kind of his, he likes that. He enjoys doing that. Being that way.
Who are the other fat guys that you, and let's try to think about if they would be as funny fat. I don't think there's not really any other heavy media types. Heavy set. I'll say heavy set. Dump that word fat. Figure.
Yeah.
Let's dump
that.
Heavier set guys. I don't think there are any. Houston didn't have
Cody
Stutes.
He would still be funny.
Yeah, he would still be funny.
But he does own it.
He does own
he
it.
He owns.
I think he might be destined to be fat.
A big fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no other real heavy media types, are there? I don't think so. No.
Not really.
No. Not really. Another character. All time Texans characters. Jack Easterby.
Yeah.
Texans are heading. Is Chicago?
That's awesome.
Is Chicago
That's awesome.
Considered in the Midwest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is perfect then. Jack Easterby, another character on the list. Here's Jack Easterby talking about what to expect. I wonder if he told Lovey about. Oh, well, Lovey already knew, so he didn't have to tell him. Although he'd probably tell him anyways. Here's Jack Easterby talking about what to expect when you go to the Midwest.
And then, like, you go down to the Midwest, right? Like, you get into the Bobby's world, don't you know? Like, you get into the don't you know? Like, don't you know we're playing Minnesota? Like, Minnesota here in the crowd. So everybody's chanting about Minnesota, don't you know? And I know we're down 15, but don't you know we're going to come back, don't you know?
That dude's a clown.
Do they talk like that?
No, he's a clown. Absolutely.
Don't you know?
I mean, they have an accent in the Midwest, especially in Minnesota. Chicago, yeah, a little bit, but not too bad.
On the text line, we're getting all kinds of hot takes today. Fire it up, Figgy. Goodness gracious. Feel like I'm at the arcade. From the 832, Jonah Hill was never funny, just fat and funny looking.
Come on.
He's heating up.
Come on.
He's funny.
Jonah Hill was never funny. 281, John Candy lost weight. Not funny.
Oh,
true.
He was always true. Funny.
He wasn't funny when he lost weight.
He wasn't? What I movies did he did funny. When he lost weight?
Some forgetful ones.
I guess.
Someone says Chris Tucker is not funny. Fat Jeff from the 281. Don't know how Chris Tucker got brought into this, but if you don't think Chris Tucker's funny, you and me probably don't like the same things.
Yeah.
His comedy used to be hilarious. Mm-hmm. Absolutely hilarious. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Biggest characters.
You put Ben Jones on there?
In Texans history. I did not. Did you think Ben Jones was funny?
He was a character.
He was.
He's the one that ate roaches. Remember all that?
That's just being a weird. Ate, like, that's just what being else a weirdo did he, meathead.
713-572-4610. I know he ate roaches. He ate like weird stuff.
Isn't that just being the weirdo?
Well, he's an admitted hillbilly. I mean, you know, he's the guy that, you know, hunted possum and stuff, you know. So none of that stuff bothered him.
See, I don't know. I know a lot of hillbillies. I don't know too many hillbillies that are eating roaches. But I feel like hillbillies would be insulted by.
I think hillbillies eat roaches.
No, they definitely don't.
They eat possum. They eat squirrel. Definitely squirrel.
Possum?
Definitely squirrel. I don't know how much possum, but definitely squirrel.
From the 832, Brian Windhorst could stand to lose a few honey pounds before they roll him off the set. You know, that's mean, man. Mm-hmm. What are we doing now? Brian Windhorst?
Yeah, that's his deal, dude, too. I mean, he probably should lose weight, but that's just his look. That's what he is. That's his brand.
His brand is being fat?
Yeah, that's a big Brian. Big Brian Windhorst.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Okay.
Once you establish a brand, that's it, man. That's how people identify. You know how I am about that stuff. I hope he would lose weight and keep something of his brand. Yeah, I think he would, but that's what he is right now.
Let's get you a 4-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougars take on Tulane September 30th at TDECU. They got Rice this week. Then they're going to be facing Tulane. Cougs trying to get that winning record back. All starts this week, and then next week, Tulane coming to town. Caller number... Give me a number, Figgy.
Six.
You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cougs take on Tulane. 713-572-4610. Game day experience is on point out there. They got the tailgating. They got the band. They got the concessions. Very spacious. Great vibes as they head into the Big 12. 4-pack of tickets for caller number 6, the 713-572-4610. You're going to see the Cougs take on Tulane. Coming up, a quarterback who is a vegan. He will be on the field on Sunday. And remembering when Arian Foster broke the internet because of his dietary choice. Football Friday presented by Miller Lite continues next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Remember when Arian Foster broke the internet because he decided to go vegan for a little bit?
How could we forget?
Here's what ESPN was saying. And back then you had Skip Bayless, Stephen A., and you had guest panelists every once in a while on those shows. This is a little snippet of Stephen A., Skip Bayless, and Hugh Douglas, I think, was the guest. He was the former player that they put in there, just firing up Arian Foster for his decision to be a vegan for a while.
So you become a vegan, right? And you go into this season. You're not as strong as you used to be.
I don't know any NFL player that's ever been a vegan at all.
I don't either.
I think it's a bad idea because of the timing. If he was going to do this, your body has to have time to adjust. If you're going into a football season, it's a lot of strenuous activity. It's a lot of dehydration. It's going to be hot. And to deprive your body of that protein that it's been used to getting, that's going to be a tough spot to be in.
You cannot retain your muscle mass. Lean beef, chicken, turkey, fish.
Most vegans, when they get on that diet, they lose muscle mass.
There you go.
How is this a real topic?
I couldn't.
It wasn't just a real
Figgy,
topic.
We did it in this studio.
Had a hot take.
That's funny.
We talked about it in this studio. There were callers. There were people. Even after he stopped being a vegan, people were like, "Well, if he wasn't a vegan, if he ate some chicken, maybe he'd have a better game." It was wild. And by the way, that is complete BS. What they're talking about. You can get protein. I'm not. Trust me. You know this. I'm not a vegan by any stretch, or even a vegetarian. My wife is. There are so many ways to get protein. It's not even funny. That was the wildest thing. It's like, well, you can't run now. It's a physical game. Yeah, you can. Absolutely, you can.
Justin Fields was a vegan. I can't see any indication that that's changed. I know he was when they were doing the documentary, Hey Rookie, Welcome to the NFL, because he went out to eat with Micah Parsons and all of David Mulligetta's clients, and they were having like the best steaks you've ever seen, and he was ordering like a salad, like a salmon salad, and getting clowned for it. This is Justin Fields, quarterback of the Bears, talking about his decision to go vegan.
Yeah, it's just a basic vegan diet, really. So I don't eat meat, dairy, or fish or anything like that. I eat fish like maybe once in a blue moon, but it's just that. And then my dad actually wanted to do it because he was kind of heavy, so I just tried it with him, and then it kind of turned into a family thing. So first we started off as a 28-day challenge. It was really a cleanse. And then I just like how I felt after that, and just kept going on from there. So I'm doing it now, and I feel great. My body feels great, and I feel faster and stronger.
All right, Texans by 14.
I couldn't do it. You know me and cooking meats. And
Texans by 14.
I just couldn't do it. But I know it is not something that would make you weaker, or you lose protein, or
it'd make me weaker.
Only if you chose to, only if you didn't have the other proteins that you can take when you're a vegetarian. Forget veganism. I mean, that's extreme. That's no dairy, even. That's no cheeses or anything. But just vegetarianism. I mean, and veganism. I mean, it's not going to affect you.
There are ways
to get it. I'm not interested.
Not interested.
I am not interested. Trust me, not in the least bit. But I know a little bit about it because, like I said, my wife does it, and not vegan.
How inconvenient is that?
It's actually worked out fine, and she's not a vegan. She's a
But what restaurants do you have to cross off the list? Because you can
None.
Say, well, come on.
None.
There's got to be something off the list.
Not a single one. She's been doing it probably 10, 12 years now. Not a single one. And the good thing is I do have to give her credit because, like, she'll just go to the grocery store and buy all the chicken and sausage and meats that I want or whatever, and then just get her own stuff. But at restaurants, there isn't a restaurant around that you can't have some sort of vegetarian option. There isn't, no longer. So, yeah, it's not that hard at all. Now, some are more difficult than others.
I would rather be on a $10 a week budget for food than be a vegan, I think. I would rather just eat the worst diet possible than be a vegan.
Like off the shelf.
Just off the shelf
cheap foods.
Type of stuff. In the spirit of that, let's talk about the best cheap foods. Mm-hmm. Eating as bad as possible.
We've all eaten for $10 a week.
As little nutrition as possible.
We've all done it.
I have a list. Let's break them down. Let's cuss and discuss our
list. Whose list is better?
Mine.
Biggie, I'll let you and the loopholes be the judge.
That's a problem in mind. Although this is just kind of a list to discuss if you think it's good or not. The pros and cons.
Okay.
SpaghettiOs.
Not a big fan. Never have been.
You don't like SpaghettiOs?
Never have been.
I think SpaghettiOs are awesome.
The sauce is just too something. I can't even.
I'm sorry it doesn't fit your like five-star Italian taste.
I can eat cheap food, and I have for a long time. I just, even in college, I was never a SpaghettiO guy.
SpaghettiOs, yay or nay, Figgy?
Yeah, it's cool. I got to spice it up a little bit, put a little seasoning and all that stuff on it.
Spicing it up.
Yeah.
Ramen noodles.
I like it.
Man.
A little goes a long way, though.
Ramen has become like craft beer is now. There are so many ramen options now. Like, they have whole ramen restaurants. Yeah. But, like, the cheap ramen, it allowed you to get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in your dorm room.
You would do it.
Apartment.
It wouldn't be a pre-made like that. Yeah, you just get regular ramen.
Oh, damn.
The chicken broth.
Put something in there.
Super popular in jail, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a big jail. That's what your family.
They call it a break.
Yeah.
When you make the ramen noodles and they add other stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and jelly.
Come on.
I don't think there's a better cheap food option than peanut butter and jelly.
May not be.
Peanut butter and jelly, it's just elite.
May not be.
Grape jelly.
And has grape a lot jelly of protein. Crunchy. It's good for you.
What are you going? I'm going grape and crunchy.
I got to go strawberry and crunchy. I'm a big crunchy guy. I know everybody, I think I've said this before.
Everybody's got a take on peanut butter.
Everybody says grape. I've always been a strawberry guy, but definitely chunky.
Grape and crunchy.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Me and Figgy, we could eat PBJ together. J-Lo, your list.
All right, so I lived on this in college, like 3 or 4 times a week. Spam. There's a lot of different things you can do with it. You can fry it. You can put it in other stuff. It's very versatile. I don't know what it costs now. How much does spam cost now? But I remember I used to be able to get spam for like 59 cents a can of spam. Get about 6 or 7 of those and you're good to go.
Spam is gross, man.
It's awesome.
Spam is so nasty.
I used to eat it at least 2-3 times a week.
Spam and those Vienna sausages, my gosh. I throw up just thinking about those.
Vienna sausage is a good boat food.
Ugh.
Yeah.
For what, the fish?
No, for you. Because you can keep it in the can, open it up, throw some mustard on there, maybe put it in a tortilla.
Man.
Ooh, baby, that's eating.
Can't
that's living.
That. Can't do that.
That's living.
I had to eat it when I was a kid because I had no choice. But still to this day, I can't look at it, man.
I love Spam and Vienna sausage. Here's my go-to. You feel like you're having a real meal, but it's incredibly cheap. Canned chili. Like Wolf brand chili. That's good. Like that you could, I mean, no matter your taste, no matter how bougie you become or whatever, canned chili is just good, man. And it's cheap, and you can do a lot with it.
I like to make Frito pie.
I love Frito pie.
My favorite, and I still do it these days, I call it hood rat nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just
put it on nachos.
Get the tortilla chips. You throw the
little Tabasco on it.
Throw the cheese on there. Yeah. Throw it in the microwave for 90
chili,
seconds.
My late night, like you go out, whatever, drinking, having some fun. You get home, chili and eggs. Scramble some eggs and put some chili on it. Baby. That's good
that
stuff.
Crazy.
That's good
that
stuff.
That's crazy.
You're and
just getting wild now.
And here's my version of peanut butter and jelly for you. Like, you can't go wrong. It's awesome. It's cheap, and it can be good for you depending on the kind you get. Cereal. You can't beat cereal. Come on. I mean, just pick your favorite flavor. Healthy, not healthy.
You know that was Tim Tebow's go-to
cereal.
He was like. Cereal, 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 cereal.
It's the best.
Like all around.
It's the best. Get a big box. You're good for a week, man.
It's got to be like some sort of a nutritious cereal, though. Like some Honey
Nut
Cheerios.
It can be either. Like you can get some Honey Nut. You can get some what's that, Grahams? I'm forgetting
that. Centigrams?
No, the other one. But anyway.
Golden Grahams?
Yeah, one of those. It can be healthy. Or Fruit Loops is my go-to.
Fruit Loops.
I'm a big Fruit Loops fan.
You like Fruit Loops better than Lucky Charms?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, Fruit Loops, babe. And Honeycomb.
What's the most overrated cereal? I think Rice Krispies.
It's actually probably right.
Come on. Like, what are we doing?
You got to do a lot with it.
It makes
noise. You can't
noise.
Just eat it.
It just makes noise.
You got to put sugar on it or banana, slice
there.
Up a banana or something.
It gets soggy
quick. I like a cereal you can just pour, Put some milk on it and eat.
Rice Krispies are just... Rice Krispie treats are the saving grace of rice. If it weren't for Rice Krispie treats, Rice Krispies would be dead.
It wouldn't, and plus, you put stuff on them.
They'd be done.
What's your cereal go-tos?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Everybody loves Cinnamon Toast
Crunch. Love it.
You drink the milk after?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Good choice.
Yeah. I like Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
Fruit Loops is my number one. And Honeycomb. Love Honeycomb.
I like Honey Nut Cheerios. Mm-hmm. And then I like the like raisin bran types that has like pecans and stuff.
Yeah,
in it. Like
yeah,
I like
yeah.
to go through like
has
the
almond slices.
Yeah, I like to go through like the HEB type, and I like to like mix it up with those types of things. But like raisin bran crunch goes in.
I used to hate that type of cereal as a kid, but I appreciate it more now as a grown man.
So good.
We got a from the 337 most overrated cornflakes.
I don't even F. They're not even on the list. They're not even up for
they're
discussion.
They're pretty overrated.
That's the most bland cereal you can find.
What is it?
They're pretty overrated. Like, cornflakes is like, what it is.
Throw some raisins in it or something.
I could do Frosted Flakes. I can't do the regular corn.
That's altogether different. They're great.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Got to be one of the best mascots of all time.
Yeah.
I would have to say. Tony the Tiger or Toro? Who's better?
Tony the Tiger.
Okay, sorry to insult you. Shout out to Toro.
Kind of did.
Lone Star Top 10. We got a big, big, big Saturday in the Lone Star State. There's going to be a lot of beef. There's going to be some heat. There's going to be some smoke. And as we do every Friday, we're going to present the Lone Star Top 10 rankings, the 10 best teams in the state. Plus, talk about the Astros taking a loss. And one of the Texans' biggest problems becomes even bigger. The hits are lit next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Lone Star Top 10. Top 10 teams in the state of Texas. We do this every Friday at 11:40 right here on Sports Radio 610 on Football Friday, presented by Miller Lite. Texas A&M. We'll get to them. I think it's safe to say they're probably going to be where they were last year. we're being honest.
Yeah, we would probably have to say that after their victory against Miami.
We'll start at number 10. Number 10, the UNT Mean Green. They are 2-2. They got beat down by SMU. Might not be as much shame in that. They're an 11.5-point underdog against Memphis. So they're on the edge of kind of falling out, although there's not too many threats to them, so their spot might be safe. Number 9, Rice. Shout out to the Owls. Only game they've lost this year was to USC. I think USC is really good. I think you think USC is really good. They're
17.5?
Right, 17.5-point underdogs right down the street against the Cougs. Cougs coming off two straight losses, including an embarrassing loss at the hands of Kansas. Rice with a huge opportunity to maybe put Dana Holgorsen on the hottest seat in the state, which brings us to number 8. The Cougs.
That would be the Cougs.
Ain't good for Dana Holgorsen. Old Dana Holgorsen's lost a couple of games. Heading into the Big 12, you can't feel too good about Dana.
I don't see how you can right now. Should easily be 0-3 and just not dysfunctional, disjointed the way they approach and have played football.
They're undisciplined. They're sloppy. They're...
Yeah.
Not good in situational football. They gave up a field goal with under 30 seconds left, even in the game they won. Houston's in a bad spot right now. Hopefully they can right the ship tomorrow against Rice. Number 7's SMU. This one's interesting.
This might be low.
This is an underrated grudge match on Saturday because SMU is hosting TCU, who we both think is pretty good. TCU is only a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
SMU always wants to beat TCU. They got a high-powered offense. They're scoring nearly half 100 a game. And they're going to be pissed off because they felt like they were heading in the right direction with Sonny Dykes as their head coach. Sonny Dykes went down the street to TCU, and now he's coming to SMU to face a pretty good SMU team. It's going to be intense. It's going to be a good atmosphere up there on Mockingbird. SMU could easily pull off this
upset. I think so.
I
think they might be ranked a little low. They're fun to watch. You talk about their offense, and they've got some really good skill people as well.
Number 6, UTSA. Now, UTSA has lost a couple of games this year. They lost to the Cougs, and they lost to Texas. They didn't lose to Texas because Steve Sarkisian did something special. Steve Sarkisian has Bijan Robinson, and Steve Sarkisian has 5 stars on his team, and Texas is the more talented squad. Don't be surprised if UTSA runs the table for the remainder of the season. They got a lot of teams in the state. They got TSU this weekend. Mm-hmm. Then later on in the year, they're going to face UNT, Rice, and UTEP. UTSA is a really good football team, and Coach Traylor is a really good football coach. Tillman Fertitta might want to get his phone number. I'll just put it that way. Someone give him a call.
Yeah, someone might, because it's time to maybe him make a move.
Number 5, Texas Tech. Texas Tech lost to NC State on the road
this past weekend.
It's a good team. It's a coach that's got a lot of buzz and excitement. And NC State, you go to NC State, you lose. There's no shame in it. Mm-hmm. Now, the offense didn't look great. They finished somewhat strong. The game they played last week is not going to be is more difficult than the game they play this week against Texas. Texas is coming to town. I'm telling you right now, Lubbock is going to be nuts. It's going to be the first taste that Coach McGuire's gotten of this atmosphere. It might be the last time in a long time that Texas comes to Tech. They love nothing more than kicking Texas's ass. And a lot of these students... Like, if you enrolled in 2020, you haven't got to experience this type of environment. It was kind of blah last year, even when fans returned. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a full house. It's going to be loud. They're going to be crazy. And Texas is on strong upset alert going into Lubbock. Strong.
I hear you. I think this is one where Texas is going to – I think Texas Tech playing a little bit with borrowed money. And Texas is probably going to go in there and win it late.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We will see. Number 4, Baylor. It was a joke that Baylor was top 10 preseason. No disrespect to them. I like Dave Aranda. I like what Baylor has done. That's awesome. You went, worst to first last year. But top 10, come on, give me a break. This is the second time Baylor's going to be a road underdog. Last time they lost in overtime to BYU. This time they're facing Matt Campbell and an Iowa State team that's replacing Brock Purdy as their quarterback for 4 years. Iowa State's a 2.5-point favorite. I give Baylor a very strong chance here. But the top 10 stuff, that was a little bit silly. But Baylor's a good team.
Me too. If I were a betting man, which I am, I might put a little sprinkle on Baylor this week.
Number three, TCU. The TCU Horned Frogs, they got a new coach in Coach Dykes, who's very, very innovative when it comes to offense. They got some speed, and they're coming off of a bye week. That's the one thing they do have going for them heading into this tough two-week stretch. The next 8 days are going to tell us everything we need to know about TCU, because tomorrow they got to go to SMU, face the rowdiest crowd that maybe they'll face all season, and then the week after that, they're going to take on Oklahoma. Now, the one thing I will say about this Oklahoma matchup that TCU is gonna have in 8 days, assuming that they get past SMU, a lot of times you can catch Oklahoma slipping the week before Texas. It's the week before Texas OU.
Happens all the time.
It's the right time to
Iowa
get
State
them.
Iowa State got them once.
Iowa
recently,
State got them once. They've been got a couple of times before Texas. So TCU is going to get challenged starting tomorrow against SMU. Very underrated game. And then they're going to face Oklahoma, but they come in at three. Number two, Texas. Texas, we don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Apparently, Quinn Ewers is going to travel and dress for the game. That might just be some gamesmanship from Coach Sarkisian, because
he was throwing
mm-hmm. and maybe you want Texas Tech to watch the tape of Quinn Ewers so there's just something else in the back of their mind, and you know Quinn can stay fresh. But this is going to be the most rowdy atmosphere that Steve Sarkisian has been in. Now they were at Arkansas last year, so there is that. If it's Hudson Card, the game against Arkansas last year will actually be a good something to build on for him in Tech, because it's going to be similar. It's going to be like they are crazy as hell in Fayetteville when Texas comes to town. They're crazy as hell in Lubbock when Texas comes to town. So that experience could pay off. But Sark has never experienced anything like he's going to experience with Texas Tech fans, drunk, ready to go, passionate.
They still throwing tortillas?
Sometimes. And anticipating Texas leaving the SEC and this being the last time in a while. But Texas comes in at number two after the win over UTSA. Number one, Texas A&M. They were number one last year. I didn't drop them out of it. They're number one right now. I put out this list. People are questioning why A&M's over Texas. Well, because A&M's better. That's why A&M is ahead of Texas. They got Arkansas. A&M wins this game. If you look back at the first 4 weeks of the season and they can look back and say, we're 3-1, I think you could say Jimbo Fisher's kind of righted the ship. So I don't want to call this like a must win, because Arkansas is a good team, but it is an opportunity for Jimbo Fisher to, you know, somewhat put the Appalachian State game in the rear view.
Well, you will have beaten the number 12 team and the number 10 team in the country, and that's a good way to right the ship. That absolutely is how you do it.
So that's the Lone Star Top 10. You can read it at sportsradio610.com. Drops every Friday morning on YouTube and on sportsradio610.com. Let's play the hits here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day.
You're listening to In the Loop
with Houston's sports leader,
Sports Radio 610.
Magic number remains at 5. Astros fall to the Oilers 2-0. Justin Verlander, though, pretty damn good. 6 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, no walks. Jose Urquidy on the mound tonight. The Orioles need to win. They are hanging on by a thread, hanging by a prayer in the wild card race in the American League. They've actually overachieved significantly, so they needed it. Astros lose, but Verlander looks good. That's the story there. It's not the win-loss. It's that Justin Verlander, 2 starts since coming back from the hurt groin, 2 quality outings.
Quality. Good night for Trey Mancini. Got the ovation back in Baltimore. And Kyle Bradish, their young pitcher, was just, I mean.
He's a beast.
Whew.
He's a stud. I mean. They're going to be good pretty soon.
He was spinning it.
The AL East is wild, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it is insane.
I don't know how many teams are going to make the playoffs, but it's going to be more than two, I think.
I want no part of the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I don't want that young, we don't give a damn thing. Urquidy on the bump tonight. We'll see what happens. Five is the magic number, so there is a chance.
No.
Slight chance that we come in here on Monday and the Astros have wrapped up the American League.
Pretty dang close to it, anyway.
We shall see. Yeah. 11 games remain. Texans. Biggest weaknesses. We discussed them in the offseason. Tight end is something that always came up with us. I don't love the tight ends. There's potential there. Don't love it. And the depth is a problem. Today at practice, no Brevin Jordan.
Yep.
Farrell Brown has a hurt shoulder. He's out there not really doing too much work.
That's a problem.
Might be a lot of Juice Man on Monday, on Sunday. OJ the Juice Man Howard. And then who knows after that? Jordan Akins.
You could.
We'll see. We might see Jordan Akins. Yeah. Welcome back. But the tight end position, beat the hell up.
It doesn't look like either one is going to be able to play on Sunday. It's just the way it is. And they're already weak at tight end. That means they're going to have to do some fancy things in terms of blocking schemes as well. Maybe more with the fullback or whatever. Because if they're not out there and you only have two, it's going to be difficult.
Live odds, real-time projections, and weekly best bets. Whether you're an amateur bettor or trying to be one of the big guys, BetQL will help you work smarter, not harder. BetQL is the home for wagertainment. Find it on the Odyssey app and hear Michael Jenkins, our guy, with us every Tuesday at 1:20 right here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up. If the Texans truly love Lovie Smith, like they say they do, they say they love him. You hear it a lot, John. You've heard it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All this vibes, great leader, great man, all that type of stuff.
Run through a wall for him.
If you love him, there's one thing you need to do, and it ain't hard to figure it out. Lunchtime next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.